Well, good morning, everyone. Happy Christmas. And look, congratulations as well. You made it. Made it to a 9 o'clock church meeting. Got through yet another silly season. Congratulations. Because by the time you factor in all the work functions and all the school assemblies and all the crowds and all the hunting for presents and the traffic and the food preparations and the family dynamics, it's called silly season for good reason, isn't it? There's an official name for it nowadays. I was reading about it in Psychology Today. Psychologists claim that this time of year brings on a type of anxiety called seasonal affective disorder. Symptoms include headaches, irritability, teariness, food cravings, short-term memory loss, and fatigue. Sound like you this morning? Here at church, we've been doing our bit to simplify Christmas. Over the last week, we've been looking at the topic of Christmas according to Jesus, and we've been trying to strip things back to the uncomplicated meaning of the original Christmas. And so over the last week or so, we've looked at passages in the Bible where Jesus himself explains what this time of year is all about. And so in keeping with that simplicity, this morning I'd like us to briefly think about one single sentence in the Bible, a single sentence where Jesus Christ himself explains what Christmas is all about. Now, this is a sentence which Jesus said in a conversation to a Jewish leader named Nicodemus. Nicodemus had come to ask Jesus questions about life and death and God. And even though Nicodemus was a religious leader himself, he could sense that Jesus was someone who knew more about God than he did. And so one night, Nicodemus visited Jesus to ask him about God, and in their discussion, Jesus said this about himself. Here it is on the screen. For God sent his Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Friends, that is Christmas according to Jesus. Here in a nutshell is an exclamation from Jesus himself as to why he was born and what today is all about. Christmas is about God sending his Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Let me briefly take each of those three phrases in turn. Firstly, God sent his Son into the world. Now, I know there's a lot happening today, okay? And you've probably got a lot on your mind. But can you try and push the other things away just for the moment and think about that phrase? God sent his Son into the world. In other words, God is not indifferent. God is not detached. God is not a distant sort of God. God is not an impersonal force out there like gravity. God is personal. God is deliberate. God is a sending sort of God. He's a God who wants to make contact with you. God wants to be with us. God wants to be involved in your life. So much so that he sent his Son into the world. And notice the wording. Jesus doesn't say that he was simply born on that first Christmas. Jesus is saying he was sent into the world on that first Christmas. In other words, Jesus is saying that he existed before he was even born. He existed as God's own Son, and on that first Christmas day, he was sent into our world. Friends, I'm actually struggling because I don't have the words to express the magnitude of that. Especially when I realise that at this time of year there's lots of make-believe stories that go around, you know, talking snowmen and flying reindeers and elves. And I get that. That's a lot of fun. This is different. This is not being said to Nicodemus as a fun, make-believe sort of story. Jesus is looking a bloke in the eye and telling him in all seriousness, he is God's Son sent into the world. And can I suggest that suddenly everything else about Christmas shifts in order of importance? Last week I was wandering around down at the malls here, looking at all the decorations in the shops, did not see one nativity scene. Now, I might have missed a little one somewhere. Wasn't obvious to me. There were lots of trees. There was lots of tinsel. There was lots of baubles. There was lots of red sail signs. There was heaps of people lined up to see Santa. Not one nativity scene. But given what Jesus is saying there, that Christmas nativity scene, that scene with a baby lying in a manger and Mary and Joseph looking down at their newborn son, given what Jesus is telling Nicodemus here, that scene takes on a level of magnitude that dwarfs everything else. God's son has been pushed out of the womb of a teenage girl. And he wasn't just born, he was deliberately sent to us. The baby in a manger is God on a mission. What's the mission? Well, when the baby himself had grown into a man, he explained it to Nicodemus in terms of not doing one thing and definitely doing another. Firstly comes the thing he was sent not to do. God sent his son into the world not to condemn the world. Not to condemn the world. Now, the sheer relief of this statement may escape some of us because you may not have been aware that there was any risk of God ever condemning the world in the first place. But at the risk of being the bearer of bad news on Christmas morning, God has every right to condemn the world. The reason is none of us give God the attention that he deserves. Instead, what we tend to do is basically ignore God, give him the silent treatment. We get out of bed and our natural tendency is to do what we want to do. We go through the day, we make our own plans, we do our own thing. And we might be very nice and friendly about it, but at the end of the day, we're really quite dismissive of God. And that dismissive attitude that we have towards God is what Jesus calls sin, and we're guilty of it, and we're all guilty of it. Which is not the way we usually think. So, for example, when I was down the street looking at Chrissy decorations, in one shop there was hanging a Christmas stocking with markings down the side of it. And each mark corresponded to how full Santa needed to fill the stocking, depending on how good you'd been. And so the top line, which corresponded to the stocking being really, really full of stuff, it was marked the best. And then you've been the best you could possibly be, so you're going to get heaps of presents. And then the next line down on the stocking was very, very, very good. And then the next line down on the stocking was very, very good. And so forth, all the way down to the bottom line. But even the bottom line was marked good. No mention whatsoever of possibly being bad. Now, I know that's a bit of fun, but that's actually the way we sort of think. We don't like to think of ourselves as sinners. That's other people. We think of other people who are worse than us and we think, well, they might be bad. They're going to be on Santa's naughty list, but I'm not. Not that bad. Friends, according to Jesus, we are all that bad. We deserve condemnation. But, and here comes the wonderful but in Jesus' conversation with Nicodemus. On that first Christmas, a baby was born, or more correctly, on that first Christmas, God sent his son into the world not to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. And here is the good news of great joy that lies at the centre of today. Here is the good news of great joy that the angels so excitedly sung about when they appeared to those shepherds. Do you remember it in our reading earlier? Today in the town of David, a saviour has been born to you. A person has come to save us from the punishment that we deserve. Now, it's not simply by being born that Jesus does that. It's actually at the other end of his life that he achieves that mission. It's through his death on the cross that Jesus saves us. Because when Jesus did that, he willingly died on the cross. Jesus was taking our place and accepting on himself the condemnation we deserve. He came to substitute himself for us. Evidently, in America last week, in a random act of Christmas kindness, an anonymous donor went to a toy store and paid off the lay-by accounts for complete strangers. Spent over $14,000 paying off the lay-bys of complete strangers. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Arrive at the shop, only to be told, just take it home. It's been paid. It's what Jesus did for us. when he died on the cross. We deserve condemnation. Jesus took it on himself. He paid our debt at the cross. And you see, on his way to the cross, Jesus explains all this to a bloke named Nicodemus. And in so doing, he provides us with a terrific summary of what today is all about. This is a summary that cuts through all the busyness and all the distractions of the silly season, and it explains from no less than Jesus himself why he was born and, friends, what today is all about. God sent his Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. And in the light of that uncomplicated summary of Christmas from Jesus, let me invite you to make an uncomplicated response. Believe it. Believe this. Believe the wonderful truth that God sent his Son into the world not to condemn you but to save you. And don't just know it. Don't hold it at arm's length. Don't give it some passing interest at a Christmas meeting your family's dragged you to. Deeply, genuinely own it. Let it shape who you are. Let it fashion how you think about yourself. Let it determine what you do with your life. Let it affect how you treat your family and friends. Because if you ignore this reason for why Jesus was born, you'll be also ignoring the very reason why we're born. This is why we're here. This is why God put us on earth. God wants to be involved with you. So much so he sent his Son into the world, not to condemn us, but to save us. Now friends, if you want to know more about this, here at Bathurst Prezies, we've got a summer program running with lots of opportunities to hear more about Jesus. On a table at the back of the building as you're leaving, you'll find a program listing all the different sorts of events that we're running. Take a program with you. You're very welcome to come to as many things as you like. On the back, on that table, there's also a range of books and booklets and leaflets that are about Jesus. They're for you to take. They're free. They're a gift from us. Take one, have a read. You're not going to be wasting your time. Because back in America, where those people were having their toys paid off for them, one woman said, "I almost wanted to cry. It was only $50, but to me that's a lot of money, and that someone would go and do that gave me chills." Another woman said, "I have no words. I can't believe someone would do that." That's about having toys paid off. That's a relatively trivial thing compared to the massive thing that Jesus has paid off for us. We deserve condemnation. But in an act of undeserved generosity, God sent his Son into the world not to condemn the world, but to save the world. Try and remember that today in all the bustle that's going to happen. And can I ask you that as you roll into bed at the end of today, probably having eaten too much and probably having spent too much on presents and probably having had a good time with family and friends, but even if you haven't, even if today doesn't quite work out the way you would have liked it to, as you're going off to sleep tonight and all the hecticness of today is behind you, try and do this one thing. Try and remember these words from Jesus. Try and remember this simple yet far-reaching sentence that lies at the very heart of what today is all about. And as you're drifting off to sleep tonight, just remind yourself, God sent his Son into the world, and it wasn't to condemn me. It was to save me. Let me pray. Father God, thank you so much for this time of year where we can again rejoice in the coming of your Son, not to condemn us but to save us. Thank you, Father, that you want to be involved in us, that you care deeply for us, and that you sent your Son to save us. Father, we thank you for all the things that we're able to enjoy today, and most of all, we want to thank you for the coming of your Son. Amen.